company there.
Yeah, but I wish we could have came out with a victory. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great honor to be able to do that and be able to be blessed to stay healthy for this long. But at the end of the day, we didn't get the ball game that we wanted. So,
when you look back at that, I know you guys don't look back. You usually look forward and go ahead. But is there something you can take away from that, at why that happened and how you prevent that from not happening this week and in the final week?
You know, to be honest with you, I haven't looked at the tape yet. I just don't think we played very well. We committed penalties that shot ourselves in the foot. We turned the ball over and we didn't create turnovers. So, I mean, when you start adding all those up together, especially against a team like Indianapolis who has a good offense, you just can't make those mistakes.
Brian, Sam said earlier that on a game like that, you just have to kind of turn the page. How do you do that with a game that just got out of control so quickly?
You put it behind you. I mean, we got Green Bay coming up, you know, and we got to go to their place in a cold environment, in a hostile environment. We know that stadium is pretty hard to play out. So at the end of the day, we can't sit here and dwell on this. If we do that, we're going to go in there and get our teeth kicked in again.
Many of the guys that were on that team last year are back this year. What can you guys take away from going there and winning that game the way you did last year and carrying it into this year in another must-win game?
Well, I mean, I think every game stands on its own merit. I mean, I think what we can, you know, kind of remember from last year is that it's going to come down to the end of the game there. And what we have to do is we have to be good in those, in situational football. We've got to be good at the end of the half and at the end of the game in those 2-minute and 4-minute situations. We got to take care of the ball and we got to create turnovers. We can't let Aaron Rodgers sit in the pocket. We also can't let him get outside the pocket. So we've got to be rushing the way we smart in the way we rush him. And we've got to control their running game. You know, if we're able to do those things, then that gives us the best chance to win.
How have the Packers changed since when you saw them in week two, specifically their offense?
I don't know if they've necessarily changed a lot. I just think they're ticking on all cylinders right now. You know, Jordy looks like he's back to being regular form that he was been. So that's been a big help for his offense. You know, they've stayed pretty healthy for the most seasons. So, I mean, when you look at it, they've got a collective group there that they're just making plays right now. So, you know, they're hot coming in this game, and we've got to make sure that we do whatever we can do to slow them down.
B. Rob, your thoughts on losing Tom Johnson, obviously a key cog on the defensive line?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose a guy, it's tough, but that's been kind of the motto of our season this year is we, you know, we've been losing guys left and right, but at the end of the day, you know, nobody's gonna pause the schedule for you and say, well, we'll let you get healthy and we'll play you in a few weeks. You know, at the end of the day, we got to get ready to play this game this week, and we'd love to have Tom out there, but we know he's not going to be there. And so, you know, we've got some other guys that need to pick up the slack.
Yeah, and what players in particular you think need to step
Everybody.
Up now?
Everybody. There's no player in particular. Everybody's got to step up.
Do you see yourself playing more of that inside rusher role, more with Tom out?
I don't know if I see myself playing more. I do it all the time anyway. So, yeah. You know, I just think we've got guys that they got to step up. It's got to be a collective group. You know, it's got to be, you know, Linval, Shamar, Toby. You know, having those guys come in and be able to, you know, be right on par.
What do you see from Montgomery as a running back? Does he compare to
any? He's a good running back. I mean, he's done a lot of good things for them in the running game. He's definitely a guy that we've got to make sure that we get to and we gang tackle and we get him to the ground. You know, when he's shown that when he's able to break those tackles that you know he can make some hay and get a few extra yards and things like that. So, you know, that's really what I see about him is he's always trying to, you know, get the extra yard, extra 1 or 2 yards. And you know, with him, you know, he's not going to break a bunch of, you know, 40-50 yard runs, but he's one of those guys that he just keeps chugging along and then, you know, seems to break one here and there and get some few chunk yards. So, you know, we got to gang tackle him. We got to get to him, and you know, second, third guys that come in, we've got to try to get the ball out and hopefully create some turnovers, put our offense in good field position.
What do you like most about this rivalry, especially playing in Lambeau?
It's always a challenge. I mean, it does it. You can throw the records out the window no matter what when you play this game. And you know, it's fun because, you know, it's two teams that have rich tradition, great history. You know, it's bordering states. I mean, you can go down the line of, you know, what makes it special. But at the end of the day, when you get in between those white lines, it's just a different feel to the game. And you got to go out there and you got to treat it as another game. And you got to go out there and try to beat your opponent.
Does it make it more fun when you're winning those games? I mean, two in a row?
Absolutely. You know, when you're on the other end of the stick, you know, it's never a fun deal, but at the same time, it gives you motivation if you're on the other end of the stick, too. So, you know, we know that they're going to give us their best shot this week. They have lost two in a row to us, and, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. You know, sometimes you get streaky, and sometimes, you know, you can come back and upset a team or whatever. But like I said, when you get to this game, Green Bay versus Vikings, you can throw records out the window. It's about who's going to win on that Saturday in this case.